Ladies and degenerates, welcome to, or hopefully welcome back to, the Steaming Pile of Picks podcast. It is, I don't even know what day it is. I think it's like Friday, December 30th, 2022, I think. College bowl season is well over the halfway mark. NFL is second to last week before the playoffs start, week 17. I am your host, Matt. I'm here with America's favorite handicapper, none other than Uncle Steve. Uncle Steve, Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, salute to the new year. How you doing, brother?
Doing great, Matty. Just watching these games here today. A couple good ones. We got South Carolina and Notre Dame going back and forth, and had a great ending to the UCLA and Pitt game there a few minutes ago, so.
Absolutely. We are rolling, and there's games all day tomorrow, games all day Sunday, hot games Monday. I'm ready to go for the weekend for sure. Well, for our regular listeners, you know the deal. Since August, Steve and I have gotten together every week, sometimes Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and now we're adding a Friday in. But we take a look at the games, do our homework, and give you our picks. The only issue, as a general rule, we do a really shitty job at it. This season, I ran the old spreadsheet a couple hours ago, and we are, as a whole, including guest pickers, we are at 43.8% on the season. That's not good, but if you go against us, that's a pretty decent clip, but around 57%. And everybody knows 56 to 58 is as good as it gets in the business. To give our listeners a little variety, we invite guest pickers, and tonight we welcome back none other than that web developer. What is up, my man?
Oh, not much. Just got home from work and ready to get this thing fired up.
Absolutely, and kick off a new year weekend, right?
Absolutely.
All right, well then we'll start with you. Where are you starting us tonight?
My first game, I'm going to go to a college football playoff game. It's going to be better than the other one. I'm going to go with the TCU versus Michigan game. Max Duggan might have probably the best story in college football this year, from not starting at the beginning of the year to going to New York City as a Heisman finalist. But TCU, I mean, they have probably one of the best offenses in the country, and Michigan has probably the best defense in the country, over under 58.5. I think that this game is going to stay under, and I think Michigan shuts down TCU, but I might even sprinkle a little on that -8 money line or the +8 money line. You'll get some pretty decent odds there, and there's a slight chance there could be a pretty huge upset.
Very good. All right, man. I got unders 58.5 and sprinkle on the TCU money line. All right. Steve, you didn't give me a pick, so where the hell are you starting tonight?
Well, Maddie, kind of like Southwest Airlines here, everything's been delayed all week due to you.
Me, mainly, yes.
So my first pick was going to be Clemson and Tennessee, and I'm going to stick with it, even though it kicks off here in about 2 hours. And
They can still hit the windows.
So, yeah, I mean, you're going to have to run fast. Clemson is 4.5-point favorite, and we got 63.5. Both these teams have new quarterbacks, obviously Hooker hurt, and DJ has transferred to Oregon State. That might help Clemson a little bit. Clemson's defense is pretty good. But I'm going to stick with the under on this one at 63.5. The unders have been trending pretty heavy in the bowl season until today. Now they're starting to looks like we're going to start hitting a bunch of overs now. So, but we're going to stick with the under on this one, 63.5.
Under 63.5. I got you, brother. All right. I am going to start with the Tomorrow morning at 11 a.m., Alabama, 7-point favorite over the K-State Wildcats. Over-under on this thing is 56.5. Alabama comes in pissed off at the world. They aren't in the college football playoff. There's one way to avoid that. Don't lose two games. They're coming off three straight wins after the LSU loss, but those wins were against Ole Miss, Auburn, and Austin Peay, of course. Saban is as good as it gets in preparing his team for games, but I think it's hard to prepare 18 and 20-year-olds away from disappointment, and that's where we are right now. On top of that, Nick Saban this year, not only has he lost two games, but against the spread, he's covered 5 times out of his 12 games, which is absolute trash. K-State's coming in hot. They've won 4 straight, including beating that TCU team that web developer just talked about. They would have loved to be in the CFP, but I don't think they're butthurt about it. They're ready to go in and get another victory. In addition to that, K-State against the number is on fire this year at 10-3. So I am absolutely taking the Wildcats in this one. And they, since they have that magical 7-point number on them, I am absolutely going to sprinkle a little on that money line for the Wildcats. Back up to you, Mr. Web Developer.
I'm just going to go out on a limb here and ask if you want a side bet. I think Alabama wins by 20.
Wow. Absolutely. Let's chat after the show.
I don't see they keeping this close. Alabama brings back, they have everybody playing in this game, which is unheard of for a team like that who has NFL talent and transfer portal talent that everyone wants to leave and not play the bowl game that doesn't matter. They're gonna roll.
Wow. All right, let's chat after the show. Where are you at next?
I'm gonna go to the Kentucky versus Iowa game. Iowa's a minus 1.5, over under 31. I mean, this might be the worst game on the board. Army Navy doesn't even get an over under of 31 points. It's something's not right here. But I don't care what you think of the stats on this one from either team. Iowa's defense is good. Their offense is just miserable. They might score 7. I think they lose the game. I'm going Kentucky money line.
Kentucky money line. All right. Yeah, that is a miserable game. I probably will not tune into that one. Unless it's the only show on, which could be. All right. Uncle Steve, where are you at?
We're going to go to the Peach Bowl Saturday night. Georgia, Ohio State. 7-62 is the number I got. Georgia, very solid offense, defense. Been on a roll for about 1.5 years now. Ohio State, even though they only got 1 loss, something just wasn't clicking all year for them. Kept waiting for it to tick up, and never happened. So I think Georgia's too good on this one. I'm taking them minus 7.
Covering the 7. All right. I am going to stay in college football, and I'm going to go with the Monday morning 11 a.m. ReliaQuest Bowl. I don't know where the hell that is or what it is, but it's Mississippi State against Illinois. Mississippi State is a 1.5 favorite, over under 56.5. Well, we all know the storyline on this one. Coach Mike Leach passing away a couple weeks ago. So you've got 18 to 20-year-olds who lost their coach a few weeks ago coming into a bowl game. And it's either going to be a highly motivated, focused, driven outing, or it's just going to be a complete disaster. I'm not sure which. taking a look at the numbers on this thing, Mississippi State is 6-6 on the season against the number. Brett Bielema has lit the gambling world on fire. He is 8-4. My gambling mind tells me Illinois probably covers this thing. They're well coached. They're well coached against the spread. But my athlete heart tells me these guys are going to come out and play for their guy. So I'm taking Mississippi State Monday morning, 1.5, covering that all day long. Back up to you, brother.
So for my last college game, I'm going to go Tulane versus USC. USC, another 1.5-point favorite, over under 62.5. You look at the stats on this game for these different teams. It's a pretty even matchup, but Tulane hasn't played anyone in comparison to USC. I know the Pac-12's weak this year per usual, but AAC versus Pac-12, I'm taking Pac-12 all day. USC minus 1.5.
USC covering that thing. All right, Steve.
All right, we're going to go to Monday at noon. We've got Purdue and LSU. LSU is 14.5 and 56. Looking through this game, both teams' offenses aren't bad. LSU did just lose their top receiver to, I think he declared for the draft first. He was sitting out the game, and now he's out. But their quarterback's back. Their defense is pretty solid. I think Purdue's going to have problems throwing the ball on them. I'm going to take LSU minus 14.5.
Ooh, covering a big number in a bowl game. All right. I'm going to flip over to the NFL, and I'm going to go with the Bucs, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, at home against the Carolina Panthers. The Bucs are a 4-point favorite, over under 40.5. Somehow, 6-9 Carolina is their playoffs hopes are still alive if they simply beat Tom Brady in Tampa and then beat the Saints in week 18. I don't know. Carolina's hot. They've got a chip on their shoulder. They've got an interim coach who'd love to be the guy next year. And oh, by the way, they screwed me on win totals last week, in their complete destruction of Detroit. They have covered 3 of their last 4 games, and they're 4-0 in the division against the number. Meanwhile, the Bucs are 1-3 in the division. They're a shitty 3-12 against the number in 2022, and they are 0-7. They have yet to cover this season in Tampa. So the numbers tell me Carolina's going to get beat in this game, but they're going to cover that 4 points. Give me the Panthers plus 4.
Kiss of death.
Web developer, where are you at?
So I'm going to go to Seattle. Kicking over to the NFL. Jets at Seahawks. Seahawks are a 1.5-point dog at home, over under 42.5. I don't understand this at all. It's probably a trap. I really can't fathom how the Jets are a favorite against the Seahawks at home. I mean, they're playing quarterback roulette. They don't really know what they're doing. Their best players, I mean, best linebacker and their rookie running back, Breece Hall, are out. Seattle's a little banged up too, Tyler Lockett and Kenneth Walker. But give me the Seahawks on the money line. It seems like free money.
There you go. Love it. I love that pick. All right, Steve, I assume you're staying in college. If there is a game.
Monday, 4 o'clock, Rose Bowl. Penn State versus Utah. I've got 2.5 and 52.5 here. Penn State quietly ran through a 10-2 season. Only losses, I think, were Michigan and Ohio State. Utah, I believe, went 10-3. Beat USC in the Pac-12 championship game. Both these teams can score a little bit, so I'm going over the 52.5 here.
Over 52.5. All right. My, let's see, second NFL game, I'm going to go with the Eagles. 5.5 at home against the Saints, over under 41.5. Eagles are without Jalen Hurts, and that's why this number is where it's at. I think it would be in the 8.5, 9-ish if Jalen was probable to play or playing. But Gardner Minshew seems like he's serviceable. Eagles do need to keep winning, so it's not a lay-down game. They need to keep winning to keep the home field throughout as long as the Vikings keep pace. But this number just seems too small. The Saints are 6-9 on the season against the number and 2-5 on the road. And the Eagles are the best team in the league at home at 6-1. So I'm taking the Eagles easily in this thing at 5.5. Back up to you, brother.
So for my last one, we're going to go to Kansas City. The Broncos roll into town, 12.5 point dog after somehow keeping up earlier in the season. It was a close-ish game, 6-point win for the Chiefs. I think they're going to come out hot. They got some stuff to prove to get, try and get that first round bye. I can't remember if Buffalo locked that up last week or not, but I think it's still alive if they win out and Buffalo drops another game. Give me the Chiefs minus 12.5.
Ooh, covering the divisional big number. All right, Steve, do you need a little pause here to figure out what game you're playing or where are we?
No,
you've got this thing.
We're going out to Las Vegas for this one. Niners and Raiders. Raiders, complete shit show. benching their quarterback. He's going to get traded, and he's going to be very good at his next spot wherever it's at. I think Josh Jacobs is tired of playing for the Raiders. I don't see a whole lot of effort out of him. Devontae Adams is
checked out.
Said quarterback's best friend. He's checked out. Niners got something to play for. Seeding wise, I guess. Probably can't get the home field or whatever, but they're going to roll pretty easy. I don't even know who the Raiders' backup quarterback is, or starting quarterback, I should say now.
Josh Stidham, I believe.
That's correct.
Aaron.
That is correct. I got Niners minus 9.5.
9.5 and covering that thing all day long. Yes, I can't wait to see what the Chiefs-Raiders number is going into Week 18 when they're triply cashed out. All right, I am going to go with another team that may be cashed out. I'm going to go with the Lions. All right, 6-point home favorite against the Bears, over under 52. Do not underestimate what a win for the Bears would do to their draft position next year. They currently have the second pick. They have a very good chance to get the first pick if they lose out. And they don't need to blow that pick on a quarterback because they have their guy. So I would never accuse a team of tanking. However, this might be a scenario where the Bears don't want to win this game. Lions got the hell beat out of them last week by Panthers. but Coach Campbell will get his guys back on track at Detroit, where he has covered the spread 6 out of 8 games this year. Chicago on the road is 2-5 against the number, and overall they're the second worst team in the league at 5-10 against the number. So give me the Lions covering that 6 all day long.
Love that pick.
Good pick there. God.
The Bears stink. That's probably the best pick of the pod so far.
Nope. There we go.
As long as they can contain Fields.
Yeah, that is an issue because guess what? The Panthers rushed for, I don't know, like 400 yards against them or something. So they need to true that up.
They'll tighten that up.
They will. All right. Web developer, you got any parting words? Probably for sure for 2022.
Nope. Have a happy new year.
Very good, man.
2023, hopefully.
Absolutely. Appreciate you coming on. Uncle Steve, parting words?
No, I didn't get into Circa Millions numbers, being that we screwed ourselves last week by going 4-1, so that effectively gets us out of the money for last place. And so I haven't really looked at the numbers, but I'm sure we jumped a ton of spots, which means nothing.
It doesn't. Yeah, that's unfortunate. With the 2 weeks to play, we were right in there for possibly last place and then lay a 4-1 dominant egg, I guess you call it. So,
which I guess absolutely a better feeling than the guy that was 38 seconds away from winning $6.1 million. Yeah. And the survivor when the Steelers decided to win the other night. Yes.
Yeah, that would have sent me into some type of lull in life.
And then he proceeded to lose the next round. So
yeah. Well, at least we aren't there.
So. Right. But we got next year.
We do. Absolutely. All right, brother. You have a happy new year. Yep. You too, web developer. Be safe. As they say, well, you should probably give us a follow on Twitter. We may have a few picks over this weekend that we haven't covered. Don't go to our website, steamingpileofpicks.com, or do, just to take a look at it. And as they say in the investment world, past performance is not always a guarantee of future results. However, in this podcast and in the real world, when you step in it, if it looks like it, smells like it, it's probably it. Happy New Year, good night, and good luck.